Shout out to the City Girls for that good intro. Welcome back to my, I was about to say YouTube channel, y'all. Welcome back to the podcast. I am Brittany Daniel, this podcast host of Brittany the Host podcast. And I wanted to start off the podcast with that intro because y'all, the girls, aka these men out here in these streets are so bothered, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the tea. Okay, so if you guys don't know, the Shade Room posted a live Sweetie did when she was promoting her song Back to the Streets. If you guys haven't heard it, it's a bop, it's a jam. If you're going through a breakup or you just over a nigga, that's the jam that you need to listen to right now. It's featuring Janae Aiko, Janae's name is a little complicated, but it's featuring Janae Aiko, and it's a bop, so just go listen to it. But the premise of the song was basically, if you're over the dude, whatever, send him back to the streets. So on her live, she was a little tipsy. You could tell she was partying, promoting her song with her family and friends, like she always does, being her hyphy dope bomb ass self, because she is from the Bay, I'm from the Bay, so I always get the vibe, catch the vibe. Sweetie's a whole vibe for me. And she was partying and she went live and she said that, you know, if he can't buy you a Birkin bag, he can't pay your bills, give him back to the streets. And funny enough, she's dating Quavo. Y'all, it's hard to keep up with these celebrities when you don't care that much. She dates Quavo from Migos, and he kind of co-signed behind her, like, yeah, well, because on Sweetie's last birthday, he bought her 2 Birkin bags. So, and she has an esteemed collection of Birkin bags. If you guys are Sweetie fans and you follow her on the gram and follow her icy life on YouTube, then you kind of already know all that. So Shade Room posted it, and the girls went in, okay? The girls had so much to say about this whole thing. And we've kind of talked about this. We talked about a similar topic a few months ago, actually, right before the pandemic, when B. Simone stated that she only wanted to date a certain type of dude. She wanted to date like a CEO, a boss, an entrepreneur, just somebody who understood her lifestyle. And back then, the girls were up in arms. One of my exes even made a video about it. And the thing that bothers me, and we'll get into those, if people don't understand the Birkin thing, I'm going to dive into the history and all of that, like a short little thing, but the premise of this podcast is, it really bothers me and chaps my behind that men, especially black men, have so much to say about a woman's standards and what she wants for herself, when y'all can't date now one of them women if you wanted to. And I'm not trying to pocket shame anybody, because to be keep it a buck, I can't afford a Birkin bag. I don't date men who can afford a Birkin bag, to my knowledge. But it's not unachievable if I wanted that. Like, all it would take is maybe a year of some savings or just moving around some funds or something like that. If you really wanted one, it's not impossible to achieve. So let's dive into, for those of you who aren't into fashion or don't know anything about the Birkin bag or why it's so popular or why, where'd it come from? So Hermes, it's Hermes Birkin. And so it's a bag from the line Hermes. And Hermes is a very popular international brand. And I want to say I don't know exactly when this bag came out, but I know it got a lot of popularity in the 90s. There's even a Sex and the City episode about the bag. So when the bag initially dropped or became popular, it got its exclusivity or its esteem because of its exclusivity. So the Birkin bag was and still is something that's very rare to obtain in the actual store. So let's kind of rewind a little bit. So in order to get a Birkin bag, you have to date an Hermes like associate or the company. You have to date them literally. Like you have to go into the stores, get to know the salespeople, buy a few items at a time, and then you can get on a waiting list if you are. And then when they call you, and the waiting list can be up for a year, 6 months to a year. And then when they call you, it's first come first. So you get what they have. There is no, it's very rare that you can place an order. Like even celebrity, they don't care who you are. You can be President Donald Trump and you cannot just call Hermes and place an order. They do have like ways where you can get custom bags. I think they do this for like exclusive shoppers with them that have purchased multiple bags from them and they know them. And there's one girl online that I saw, she got to customize a Birkin bag, but in order to get a bag that you want can take a very long time. And the more rare the bag is and the, depending on the finishes and the texture of the bag can raise the bar. So Birkin bags, the lower end will start at 9,000, but they can go up to, I think, $1 million, $200,000, depending on the type of bag. There's one that's in Drake's house that I believe is like a $400,000 bag or a $600,000. They can be very expensive. Now, why Birkin bags are so exclusive or popular, is because they appreciate with time. They don't depreciate. Like if I were to go get a Bentley right now off the lot, as soon as I would drive it off, it depreciates with value. Birkin bags, if kept in mint condition or kept very well with the box and everything, they appreciate over time. Like if the world doesn't have a pandemic and everything is good in the hood and the economy is great, they appreciate over time. So they're looked at as investment items. When you place your money into a Birkin, it's an investment. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, oh, it's just a bag. It's not just a bag. It's not just a purse. It is in the form of a purse, but it does appreciate over time. So keep that in mind. And the reason why it's become so popular is because of the exclusivity in the celebrity world and people that can afford it. But lately it has became mainstream to the Black community through hip hop. You know, one of the songs that I just posted, and a lot of men are buying their girls or their women Birkin bags. Now, if you guys are into the whole social media space, then you may know about Clarence and Queen. If you don't know, they're a YouTube couple. And recently he bought Queen a Birkin bag for her birthday. And there was like speculation about, oh, it being fake because you can't just buy Birkin bags. He got her the one she wanted. You can buy Birkin bags secondhand on so many websites, and they're authentic. They're real, but you can buy them on websites like The Real Real. And my favorite is Fashion File. And you can buy Birkin bags there. So if you yourself wanted a certain type of Birkin bag, you can go search and look for the one that you want, save your coins and get it. They're not, like to buy them out the store is a process, but you don't have to do that anymore. People, you know, sell them secondhand all the time. And so say if you had one in your closet, you fell on hard times, or you just wanted some money, you want to cash out, you could resell your Birkin bag probably for a markup. And a lot of bags appreciate with time. Louis Vuitton bags appreciate with time, and so do Chanel bags, depending on which one you have. Because a few years ago, a Chanel double flap bag was around $5,000, and now they've moved up to $6,000 and $7,000. So these companies increase the price over time. So if you say if you wanted a Louis Vuitton bag now that cost you maybe $1,000, like I remember when the Neverfull, which is a tote bag that I have, when I bought it, it was $1,200. I believe now it's like $1,400 or $1,500. So they do go up. So the longer you wait to get one of these bags, the more expensive it will be in the future. And like I said, the popularity has gotten to our community as far as like hip hop and Black culture because of hip hop songs, and a lot of hip hop men have been purchasing Birkin bags for their women. But these are not new items. People have been buying these things for years. It's just now the average person is starting to be aware of a Birkin. But I wanted to break down why is it such a big damn deal, and like why people or women or men are making such a big deal about the Birkin. But going back to the point of the podcast is, I don't understand why when a Black woman puts her standards out there for herself and what she wants, it's a problem. It really bothers me that a man can say he wants a foreign woman, degrades the Black woman, only wants a woman that's curvaceous or has ass and titties, all of the above. And a woman is supposed to conform to that. And not only that, she's supposed to be independent, but not too independent. You can't ask me for shit. You can't ask me to pay your bills, or don't ask me for anything, but I want you to still need me. I want you to take care of yourself because I don't want you to be a gold digger, but I want you to still need me. So all of these unrealistic, and I'm not saying they're unrealistic, but I feel like they don't make sense. It's an oxymoron. And men who take care of their women are simps, or they're tricks, or whatever the case may be. Like Trick Daddy posted, he went live and he was talking about how he would never buy a woman a Birkin, and he would never do this for a woman, and he would never do this. But then he gave women a whole spiel about what they should do for themselves, and how they shouldn't be too independent, how they should want X, Y, and Z. And it's just like, it's such a double standard. It's just bullshit. And I don't normally like to cuss a lot. I've actually calmed down a lot on cussing, but these topics really bother me, because how are you to tell a woman what she wants, especially if she can do it for herself? A lot of these young ladies who are getting these items can buy them for themselves. You know, Sweetie can buy her own Birkin bag. She got the bag. You know, a lot of people can do these things for themselves. Queen probably can buy her own Birkin bag if she wants to. They make a lot of money just off YouTube, and she has music, to my knowledge. I'm not in her pockets, but outside looking in, it doesn't seem like it would take too much time to obtain that for her at her status, if you guys know who she is. But if a woman can do all of the above for herself, asking a man to do something she either doesn't want to do for herself in a monetary way should not be looked down upon. And I want to normalize luxury in the Black community for women. And I want to normalize being taken care of in ways that you see fit, because a man is always going to make sure he gets what he wants. And I want to make sure women start normalizing what they want and putting what they want out there. Now, I'm not saying go ahead and put a price tag on your poom poom. I'm not saying to make a Birkin bag your standard, because if that's not what you want, or if that's not what you can obtain for yourself, then you don't have to do that, you know. And I really feel like we got to be realistic. Like, we can't be in apartments wanting Birkin bags. That's my personal opinion. I don't want a Birkin at this stage in my life, but it is an item that I do want eventually, because I feel like that's something that I want to obtain for myself. And if a man gets it for me, that's even better, in my personal opinion. But I want to normalize, like, gift giving is a love language. Sometimes people feel special when they receive gifts, and I don't think either way is bad. And that's what this whole podcast is about. It's not saying, oh, this person's right or this person's wrong. I am saying a lot of men are wrong and full of shit. But what I want to preference is that it's okay to want certain things. Like, I remember when Cardi B was on Love and Hip Hop, right? And Peter Guns was like, but you're a hoe, you're a hoe, you fuck for money. And he was just calling her a hoe because of the way she moved at the time. This was before she was the Cardi B that we know. But she made a valid point. She said, but y'all get whatever you want, so why can't I get what I want? And I feel like a lot of people talk down about the City Girls and talk down about Sweetie and B. Simone, just people who put their standards out there. But if that's not your standard, bruh, keep it moving. Date in your tax bracket. Do what you feel is right for you, but don't downgrade or diminish a woman for her saying that that's what she wants. If she got a price tag on her poom-poom and you can't afford it, then you just not her type of dude. But I'm not saying, and the reason why I'm talking about materialistic things, because a lot of us and a lot of my listeners do not place their value on material things. But because we don't place our value there, we kind of look down, or we can look down on material things or even wanting those things. Like when people say, I would never spend that much on that. Yeah, because you probably don't have it. And that's okay. And some people just will never do. And either way is okay, but don't shame somebody else for setting their standards. I talked about this in my last podcast. Just because you won't do it, don't shame somebody else for what they want. You know, if your expectations and your standards are to be a certain way, then don't shame somebody else for wanting certain things. You just move around until you find your tribe, or you move around until you find that match. And yes, relationships are more than materials. Yes, relationship is about connection and all of these things, but there's a tendency for Black women just to settle. There's a tendency for Black women to just get a good man. Just get a good man, girl. He good, girl. He good. And there's a lot of Black men out there, I feel like, aren't great or go above and beyond because they feel like, oh, I'm good. I do enough. I'm a good man. I don't cheat. I pay for dates. I'm good. I don't need to go above and beyond because I'm a good man. And they settle and they do the bare minimum. But women were already expected to do that. The standard that they're supposed to just meet, women are already supposed to do that and then some. You know, so it's just like, men, you can't want a woman to need you if you're not bringing nothing to the table for her to, that she's not doing for herself. And I'm just saying, like, and it's fresh, and I'm stumbling over my words. It's because it's frustrating that we're supposed to just settle for good men. It's frustrating that, you know, we get backlash for being independent women and taking care of everything and wondering why we don't ask. And then a lot of times we don't want to ask because of what perpetuates after that, or what comes after that. You know, then, oh, you asked for something. Oh, now you a gold digger. Now all she want is my money. Now all she want is this. Why can't she just want what she wants? And I feel like, and I love my Black men. I'm not trying to bash y'all. I love Black men. But I feel like Black women, it's kind of time for us to start dating outside our race, because a lot of the stuff that we fight for are just regular and normal in other races. To keep it a buck. Like, a white woman doesn't have to justify why she wants material things. And all of the above. And I'm not saying place any of your value in material things. Material things do not do anything but just add to life. They're really of unimportance. But it's okay to want and like those things. It's okay to have a standard. It's okay to, I want to normalize luxury in Black women. I told you guys about the story when I bought my Louis Vuitton bag and the backlash I got from that. It's a fucking purse. It's a purse. Like, it's a pocketbook to somebody. Some people call it purse, a bag, a pocketbook. Now, I will say, don't spend all your time and energy and coins and effort chasing fantasies and certain things and chasing, you know, like, if you buy a luxury item, make sure that your stuff is taken care of. Make sure your savings is straight. Make sure, you know what I mean? Like, make sure your bills are paid. Make sure all of these things. And men, don't start nothing you can't finish. Like, I was talking on, there's this app that's hella dope called the Clubhouse. And we were having a conversation, this same conversation. And one of the guys mentioned that, you know, he wanted to get with this girl. He knew the type of woman she was because she liked certain things. So the first date, he met that standard. He took her out to a really nice restaurant, whoop de whoop whoop. They kicked it. And then in the midst, I think he told her that he couldn't really afford a lot of those things. Why even start that standard? Because I'm telling you, once a woman gets used to a certain thing, she's going to expect that. But at the same time, don't lower her value by don't start at level two or a lower level to, because you're like, oh, well, we'll get there eventually. No, you won't. Most men don't go above and beyond once they get what they want. They actually go the opposite direction. They actually stop making an effort. They actually not, and I'm not saying all men, because it's not all, but a lot of men go the opposite. They don't put in the same work. They don't put in the same effort. They don't try as hard, you know? So miss me with men with that, like, oh, it'll get better later. Okay. My experience could beg to differ, and I could be wrong. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not the, and I tell you guys all the time, my word is not Bible. These are just my perspectives and the things that I've noticed from others and I've taken in. But you set the bar for yourself, ladies. You set the bar for what you want in your life and expand your horizons. As much as I love a black man, as much as I want to marry a black man, as much as I love our black men, my dating pool is open. Because I feel like there are certain things that I want and I deserve and I'm gonna get. No, I'm joking, y'all, but and then a man isn't going to get those things for me. I really feel like a lot of the stuff that I want, I will obtain on my own. But men gotta check their egos. Like, a lot of the times they get mad because they can't do the things that these women are asking of their men, you know? And if a man ever gets mad at you for wanting what you want, don't downgrade what you want in your standards to fit his mold. He's just not it. He's not for you. You know, it's crazy out here in these streets, y'all. But that's kind of my spill on this whole Birkin bag debacle. I say, if that's what you want, make it a priority. You know, go after it. Figure it out. Save for it if that's your prerogative. But don't bash the next person for wanting what they want. Men, stop telling these women what they should settle for, because half of y'all can't do half the shit that they want. And I'm keeping that 100, like, keeping it a whole buck. Like, half these guys out here aren't meeting the mark. And not even just in material, can we just keep it real? Like, not even in just the materialistic or just the taking care of part, like, y'all can't even take care of yourselves half the time. And I'm just being honest. Like, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to make this like a man bashing session. I just see a lot, and I feel for us sometimes. And this isn't anything personal, you guys. I'm not going through anything personal, or this isn't my past. I'm just really basing it off of a lot of these opinions that I've been seeing on the internet and a lot of the commentary I've been seeing on the internet. Like, men are really bothered by this whole Birkin situation. And it's annoying. You guys been telling us the standards that we should have for our bodies, our hair, what we should look like, our skin tone, our weight, you know, our curves, sexualizing us from head to toe, degrading us for decades. And when a woman says what she wants materially, you got something to say in a negative way. And I'm over it. But I love you guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Hit me up on Instagram or Twitter @BrittanyTheHost and let me know what you guys think. I love you guys. Keep it real. Peace.